Welcome to your five for the day. Have you ever found yourself in the middle of unimaginable grief, pain, heartache or despair, wondering how you're going to make it through another day? Wondering where your next breath is going to come from? Your world has crumbled beneath you and you are left feeling shattered, empty and hopeless. And then, a well-meaning friend or family member comes along and drops the infamous, "Everything happens for a reason" bomb. You smile kindly and nod. That's all you can do to keep yourself from doing them an irreparable injury. You can't possibly imagine a reason for what just happened. The more you stew about a possible reason for your pain, the angrier you become. You try desperately to make sense of a situation that won't ever make sense. You reach for answers, but none come. We can spend years searching for answers, trying to find reasons that would bring an end to our pain. We think that if we could find the cause, we could treat the condition. But what we find through years of searching, experiencing and living is that often there is no reason for why tragedy has occurred. Sometimes bad things happen for no reason other than we are human beings having a human experience. Pain, heartache, grief, loss, disease and death are inevitable parts of the human experience. We hear people say, "Life dealt me a poor hand," as if pain and hardships are not the norm. We assume that life is supposed to be easy, and when things don't go our way, we feel like we've been wronged. We think that we are owed a pain-free existence. But the truth is that human beings are not exempt from the human experience. None of us is an exception to this rule. We all struggle. We all suffer. We all experience pain, heartache and loss. And sometimes there's just no reason other than we are human and pain is a part of the process. God's will is for us to draw close to Him in the midst of pain. God's will is for us to use our painful life events to experience His message of love, hope, grace, forgiveness and mercy. God's plan was never for pain to be part of the human experience. His plan was for us to live in peace and harmony with Him. The human experience became painful when sin entered the world. What happened in the Garden of Eden is responsible for the human condition. God is not causing us to hurt. He is hurting with us. God knows the cause of our hurt, and only He can treat the condition. That's why He sent His Son into the world to taste and experience death for every one of us. That's why He placed the whole burden of our sin on the Saviour when He experienced the hurt, the pain, and all the suffering on our account. What we do with our hurt is what matters. How we handle tragedy is what brings purpose into our pain. Not everything happens for a reason, but in everything that happens, there can be a reason to bring hope, love, joy, and healing to us if we choose to let God into our lives to cleanse us from all our sins. Man of Sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah, what a Saviour. Bearing shame and scoffing rude, in my place condemned He stood. Sealed my pardon with His blood. Hallelujah, what a Saviour. Guilty, vile and helpless we, spotless Lamb of God was He. Full redemption, can it be? Hallelujah, what a Saviour. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.